Hi. So we're here in Wells to talk about Wells from the water-based activity perspective. The idea of this series of podcasts is to provide a source of local information to help people enjoying the water and the beach to do it more safely. So I'm Mandy and I'm the RNLI Water Safety Officer for this area, as well as being crew on the inshore and all weather boats. And this morning I've got Chris Thompson with me, who's also crew on the all-weather boat and is a keen kayaker, as well as having a yacht and a dinghy in Wells Harbour. So hi, Chris. So what's so lovely about sailing a dinghy in Wells?
I think really it's the variety of things that you get to see while you're sailing. So I've done plenty of sailing on inland reservoirs, on the Broads and places like that, and it's all very interesting. But when you're in Wells, you'll see seals, birds, yachts coming in from Holland, the commercial fishing fleet coming in and out, all sorts of things, and no 2 days are different. It's a very interesting place to sail. It's also challenging. I mean, we'll talk a lot about the tides, but the tides actually make it a lot more interesting. You can use them to your favour. And play with them to some extent if you know what you're doing. So it's great. It's a much more kind of mentally interesting place to sail than a lot of others.
I'm looking forward to hearing about playing with the tides.
Yes.
So you've introduced tides straight in, so we might as well go straight on with tides and the sort of things to think about and how we can have a little bit of fun with the tides.
Okay, so if you want to sail in our harbour, the tides is pretty much the biggest issue that you're going to encounter. So for about 12 to 14 hours a day, we don't have any water in the harbour at all. You may well have come to Wells in the past for, you know, a walk and some trips and thought, well, where's the water and where's this harbour everybody talks about? So if you're going to come here, you need to get yourself a tide table. And let's say it says the tide's in at 4 o'clock this afternoon. What that means in reality is you'll start to see some water about 1:30, about 2.5 hours before high tide, and it will come in quite quickly. And you can launch a boat from about 2 hours before high water, and you'll see all the while the tide's rushing in from the sea towards the town, and there's more and more water for you to sail in.
Okay, now those tides and currents can be pretty strong when you're coming in. So have you got any tips or things to think about for that?
Yeah, most of us that sail in the harbour all the time, those of us who've got dinghies on moorings, we'll all have engines. And I know, you know, the purists would say, oh, what have you got an engine for? Well, put it this way, if you are having a nice sail and the wind's in the south, so it's blowing away from where you started from and you need to get back into the wind, the tide's going out as well, sure, you can tack backwards and forwards, we all know how to do that, but there will come a point in which you're just going to have to put your engine on to get yourself back.
Yeah, there's parts of the harbour that get pretty narrow as you're starting to lose the water.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you can dinghy sail in the harbour, that's absolutely fine, but if you're going to do it, make sure that you're off the water by around about high water, maybe half an hour after high water. So in the example where we're saying 4 o'clock is the time it says in the book, get yourself off by about 4:30. And don't worry about it, because as I say, you can launch from about 1:30, so you've had a good 3 hours.
Yeah, had a nice sail.
Had a nice sail, put your boat away and go and get some chips.
So there's plenty of water for dinghies, which means there's starting to get enough water for these commercial vessels that are coming in and out, fishing boats, yachts, etc., etc. Obviously, they're much bigger. So what are sailors of dinghies and much smaller boats need to think about with regard to these big commercial vessels that are coming in?
Okay, well, it's very easy to stay out of their way, and that's what you should do, really. It's a bit like, you know, if you're, you know, in a busy street and you see a big lorry coming towards you, you're not going to say, oh, I've got the right of way here, and march out in front of it.
No.
And I know a lot of you will say motor has to give way to sail, and that's absolutely true. But if you actually read the collision regulations, they also say that sailing boats have to stay away from larger vessels that are navigating in a narrow channel. And that's exactly what we have in Wells.
Yes.
So if you look at the water in Wells, you'll see lots of green and red buoys. And as in any harbour, that says that's where the deepest water is, in between those. If you see boats coming that way, just, you know, flick your fanciest tack, shoot off in the other direction and say, hey, did you see me? Did you see me? And then come back afterwards. Just keep out of the way. There's no harm in doing so. It's all good fun.
Yeah. Perfect. What about as you're keeping out of the way of this commercial vessels, what about the risks of running aground, Chris?
Well, there is a kind of a serious risk of running aground, obviously, in the harbour, because if you look at it at low tide, you'll see the depth varies all over the place. So it pays to stay reasonably close to the channel. And you can use the channel if there's nobody else in it. Just saying, just get out when there's somebody coming. The good thing is, if you do run aground, it is hard sand. So it's just a bit embarrassing. But, you know, if it's summertime, you can hop over, give you a bit of push, and off you go again. Most of us that sail, we've got lifting centreboards. So if the centreboard touches, we know quick it's time to tack and get out of there.
And I suppose that's the advantage of what you were saying about going before high water. If you sit there for a couple of minutes, the tide's coming in and hopefully that'll lift you off.
Absolutely, yeah. If you've got a mud weight or an anchor or something, obviously it's great. You can throw that over the side, it'll hold you in position. You'll just float up higher and you can sail away. If you haven't, you can probably get away with it just on the centreboard. So use the centreboard and then quickly whip it up and sail off. You'll be fine.
Perfect. That's a really good tip. What about equipment that you know,
I'm
should
talk
be thinking
to you about playing with the tides.
Playing with the tides. Yes, I am playing.
So one of my favourite things to do in Wells Harbour, if you go for a sail well before high water and come off before high water, or come back towards the town before high water, you're actually coming back with the tide. It's sweeping you back to where you started. And you can do graceful tacking up and down, you know, side to side across the channel, all the while being swept up into town. And you can come back feeling tremendously clever. Whereas in the other school, what's happened is the tide's taken you home.
You can feel like an Olympic sailor.
Indeed, yeah.
That's brilliant. That's a really nice tip. So coming back to the kit, what sort of kit should we be thinking about taking with us while we're dinghy sailing?
Okay, well, the obvious thing that everybody talks about is a life jacket. Now, I've been sailing all my life. I'm 59. I've been sailing since I was a kid. I will still wear a life jacket whenever I go sailing. Basically, if I've got lumps of metal or wood above my head and sails and things, they're going to hit me on the head occasionally through the season. So I would always wear either a life jacket that inflates as I hit the water, or at a pinch, a buoyancy aid. If you're going to sail in our harbour, you're going to need a watch or a means of telling the time. It's all very well saying, I check the tide times, but if you don't actually know what time it is when you're sailing, it's useless.
Yeah, no, it's a really valid point.
Yeah, and the other thing that you have to have, which may be quite annoying for some people, is a VHF radio. If you want to launch in our harbour, you do need to contact the harbour office and ask for permission. Now, they will give you permission. They're very nice people, and all the contact details are on the Wells Harbour website. But it is a busy port, so they want to know that people are launching, where they're going from, where they're going to, and keep an eye. And the idea of you having a VHF radio on you, you turn it onto channel 12. If they need to call you up, they'll call you up. They don't do it very often, but the idea is that you can be communicated with.
Brilliant. So if you're in the wrong place or there's big vessels coming in or whatever, the harbour office can warn you to keep out of the way.
As I say, they don't do it very often, but the sort of things I've seen is people deciding to have a little picnic on a sand berm that's actually reserved for nesting birds. No, and it's fine. The harbour just said, do you realise that's what you're doing? And the people will say, oh gosh, sorry, I didn't. And they immediately go and have the picnic somewhere else. And it's no problem at all, but they just need to be able to contact you.
Yeah, that's perfect. So I think anybody that sails knows the wind's important. So for Wells specifically, what sort of weather forecasts are we looking for to be ideal for sailing in Wells Harbour?
Well, if you're kind of dinghy sailing in the harbour, you can more or less sail in any conditions. Obviously, the stronger the wind, the more difficult it's going to be. Don't need to tell you that. But the ideal conditions for Wells really is either a westerly wind or an easterly wind, because the main channel is north-south. So if you've got east or west, you're just going to beam reach all the way down and beam reach all the way back. Superb. Yeah. Obviously, it doesn't happen very often. the nicest wind you get is a southerly wind, because it's generally quite sunny and mild when we have a southerly wind. The thing that you need to be wary of, though, is you're going to start your sail by shooting off downwind, and you've got to get yourself back again.
Yes.
And the other thing is that you might be able to tack quite a long way back up the channel, no problem at all. But when you get towards the town, the buildings are going to steal your wind. and you've got to work out a way of getting yourself back to the slip where you started from.
So again, coming back to the point you made about getting back for about high water, obviously if the water's still coming in, that does help you a bit, even
hugely,
if there's
yes.
a southerly wind.
Yeah, you could even just sit and drift in nothing at all and it will just carry you back.
Yeah.
If there is a northerly wind, you can sail in a northerly wind, but make sure you're keeping yourself warm. The wind that we have here, when it comes from the north, it's coming straight from the North Pole. There's no land between us and it, and it can get pretty horrible.
Yeah, and pretty choppy.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to venture out towards the harbour mouth and out to sea, well, I just wouldn't in a northerly. There's a really good clue. As you go along the quayside, you'll see that all of the commercial fishermen that know what they've been doing all their life.
Yeah.
Not a single one of them's gone to sea. So why would you do that on a dinghy?
It's a good point. So keep an eye on what the fishermen are doing. Yeah. Lovely. So if someone was coming to Wells for maybe their first dinghy sail, what would you recommend?
Okay, so the first thing is, as I say, contact the harbour. Let them know. You won't meet resistance. They'll just say, that's fine, we understand what you're doing, and so on and so forth. And then I'd recommend probably launching down on the East Quay. So the East Quay is the road that goes, well, basically from the quayside down towards Stiff Quay. You'll see it's like a kind of residential street on one side and it's open to the water on the other side. There are slipways down there that, if you've got the permission from the harbour, you're allowed to launch there. When you first set off, you're going to be fighting the tide. You're going to be pushing against the tide, either sailing it or using your engine. And then hopefully you'll be coming off around about high water, in which case it should be quite easy for you to get back.
So just you mentioned about an engine there, Chris. Is that something that a bit of kit you would be recommending having if you're sailing in Wells?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at the day boats, the Drascom luggers, the bass boats, things like that, they'll all have them. There's a lot of rubbish talked about how big the engine needs to be. Generally for Wells, I'd say 2.5 horsepower is more than adequate, or the electrical equivalents. If you carry a great big 6 horsepower or something, you're just going to sail really slowly and get sad.
Yes.
So just having a little
engine just to help if the tide's turning or the wind's not in the most favourable direction.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, that's brilliant. So if we've been swimming in the channel and maybe around by the lifeboat station still in the channel, there's a big sea out there that can sometimes look quite appealing to people. So what do you think about that, Chris, when you're going out on your boat? How would you advise people that are maybe first-time sailors in Wales?
Well, first-time sailors, I'd say just don't. Just enjoy the harbour. You'll have a great time. There's plenty to see and plenty to do. I do go out to sea all the time myself, but the boat I go on actually weighs 7.5 tonnes and it's built for the purpose.
So a yacht.
It is a yacht, yeah, yeah. If you are very happy that you've been out to sea before, you know what you're doing and so on and so forth, you can do it. Basically, you just have to head down towards the harbour mouth. The big tip I'd have for you is turn left. Turn left big time. Because when the tide starts approaching high water, the water at sea rushes from the west to the east. So as you're looking out to sea, from the left to the right. So if you've just gone out in a dead straight line due north from the beach, you'll be in Sheringham before you know it. And you won't get back again for another 12 hours, by which time you're going to be pretty cold and hungry.
Yeah, pretty inconvenient.
So if you look on a summer's day, you'll see yachts going out to sea. Every single one of them will head off towards Burnham Over East Dave, that way towards Holcombe, and they'll sail out there fully knowing that if everything else goes wrong, the tide will just bring them back to Wells.
Fair enough. Really, really helpful tip there. So, Chris, you've shared some really good tips with us, which I just want to summarise. So if I miss something or get it wrong, please pick me up. So the first thing was, if you're dinghy sailing in Wells, contact the harbour office and just let them know what you're doing and ask for permission to launch. Really know the tide times and be wearing a watch or have a phone so you know what time it is. Have a VHF radio, as much as anything as a means for calling for help, but also have it on channel 12 so that the harbour office can contact you if needs be. Planning your route with the tides and the wind direction in mind is key here. And telling someone, if you, especially if you're sailing on your own, where you're going and when you're expecting to be back is really important. I have mentioned in previous podcasts that we've done about the SafeTracks RYA app that you may be familiar with, but that's a good one to have if you're sailing on your own, to contact the emergency services if something has gone wrong. And also, very importantly, because Wells is a narrow harbour and the channel is narrow, we have got some big boats coming in here. So keeping out of the way of big vessels that have got restricted manoeuvrability, whether you have got sail in their power, whatever it is, just try to keep out of their way. Anything else, Chris, or have I managed to get everything?
No, I think you got that. That's great, yeah.
Lovely.